Archaeologists spend a lot of time in the dirt. Theirs is a terrestrial profession. UAB Egyptologist Sarah Parkak envisioned spending much of her time digging, which she has. But she's done so with a little extraterrestrial help, thanks to a class she took in college.
I took a course on satellite remote sensing my last year there. Absolutely fell in love with the course and its applications, and just realized how little had been done in archaeology. So I went on to Cambridge to do my PhD and decided to focus on developing a methodology to locate sites in Egypt using this kind of technology.
That Parkak became entranced with satellite imagery comes as no surprise, really. It kind of runs in the blood. Her grandfather pioneered the use of aerial photography in forestry.
It really, I think it is something that's in my genes.
What is a bit of a surprise, though, is that she's now partnering with UAB's School of Public Health to open a satellite imaging lab on campus. Parkak will help public health researchers pinpoint disease outbreaks before they happen. They'll use images created in the lab to try to sift out what environmental factors play into an epidemic. Take, for example, malaria. Scientists know the mosquitoes that spread malaria like to breed near warm water. Researchers at UAB will study infrared images of a particular region, say Zambia, looking for areas where water is red or orange or yellow, which means it's hot or getting there. The idea is if they can find where the mosquitoes breed, they can stop the spread of malaria. Greg Glass at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health has done similar research with the Hanna virus, a possibly lethal bug spread by mice.
We've been involved with a project that's been funded by the National Institutes of Health to look at not just the Hanna virus in the U.S. Southwest, but also throughout the Americas and Panama and down into Chile. And so we've actually been able to build an entire system for the country of Chile that can be used actually as an early warning system of disease outbreaks.
All by using satellite images to better understand the kind of environment the mice that spread the virus thrive in. Glass has had success with other illnesses like Lyme disease, but he says it's taking a while to catch on.
Part of that is a reflection, I think, of the sort of transdisciplinary nature of the field. You're really pulling in rocket science all the way down to public health and microbiology. And it's hard to sort of bridge all those disciplines and get people to see how this is all supposed to work.
I would like to believe it has the potential of revolutionizing the way that we think about public health and addressing public health issues. It's just terribly exciting.
Max Michael is the dean of UAB's School of Public Health. He likes to compare all this to the cholera outbreak in 1850s London. At the time, doctors thought the illness was brought on by a miasma, a poisonous mist. But one doctor, John Snow, was convinced the illness was spread by contaminated water. It took him a while, but he eventually convinced officials to take the handle off a water pump in one hard-hit area, and guess what? The cases of cholera went down. Michael says what Snow did was just as revolutionary then as using satellite imaging is now.
He really changed the way that we think about problems. To some extent, we still live in that paradigm, which was a great paradigm, but it's 150 years later. I kind of try to have fun and argue or challenge the students is somebody's got to find the 21st century pump and take the handle off. This may be it. This may be that kind of next paradigm in the way that we think about health and illness.
While she might find literal water pump handles in her archaeological work, lab director Sarah Parkak will be going through a paradigm shift all her own.
I never thought it would happen, but I think it's a reminder to me that the kind of work that I'm doing, even though in archaeology you're dealing with people who are deceased, they were living, they had these problems too. I think it focuses me more on the here and now, which one always needs to be reminded of when one is digging in the dirt.
Students and researchers at UAB will begin focusing on the here and now when the Laboratory for Remote Sensing and Health opens in September. I'm Rosemary Pennington.